Man City v Inter Milan prediction, Champions League final on the 10th of June 2023.
It's the biggest club football competition on the planet, and it's back to delight fans everywhere. The 2022-23 UEFA Champions. The post-Man City v Inter Milan prediction, Champions League final on the 10th of June 2023 appeared first on 22bet. It's the biggest club football competition on the planet, and it's back to delight fans everywhere. The 2022-23 UEFA Champions League final will be played on Saturday from 20:00 hours GMT. Fans of both clubs will flock to the Atatürk Olympic Stadium in Istanbul while millions more follow the play on TV or through the best live streaming apps. But which side will get their hands on the famous trophy and be crowned kings of European football? We can't wait to find out. Man City will kick off Saturday evening's game as the red-hot favourites with the most respected pundits, but they've been here before and know the dangers of taking the final lightly. Pep Guardiola's crew made it to the Champions League decider in the past, only to suffer a shock 1-0 defeat at the hands of fellow EPL side Chelsea. They must use the pain of that near miss to ensure they get things right the second time of asking. The club has been geared towards winning this trophy for many years, now, the pressure is on to deliver. Ranking amongst the biggest teams in Europe, it's surprising to learn Man City and Inter Milan have never crossed paths in the past. The Giants share a pitch for the first time, and what better way to do it than in the Champions League final? There's everything to play for here and nothing to lose, meaning it could be decided by a moment of brilliance or disaster. Manchester City came agonizingly close to reaching another final 12 months ago but was denied at the semi-final stage when losing to Real Madrid. Blancos went on to win the title that year, and many had the La Liga side as favourites to do the same again here, making it three Champions League winners' medals on the bounce. And the Spaniards were shaping well until running into Man City in this year's semi-final. Could City get revenge, or would we see Madrid book another final? Man City incredibly answered those questions when the EPL champions beat Madrid 5-1 on aggregate. That wasn't just a semi-final win for the citizens, it was a statement of intent from the club. The scoreline and performance showed they had learned the lessons of last year, improved, and had the firepower needed to down the Spaniards. The first leg in Madrid ended all square at 1-1, setting up a gripping return in Manchester. The locals ran riot that night, winning 4-0 with Bernardo Silva scoring a brace. It was a punch-perfect performance from the heavyweights. The Premier League champions warmed up for this contest with a FA Cup final win over Man United on Saturday at Wembley Stadium. Gundogan scored the fastest FA Cup final goal in history when finding the net inside 12 seconds. That effort smashed the previous record held by Louis Saha, who scored after 25 seconds in 2009. This team is on a fantastic run of form, but fans hope the team has kept their best for last, bringing the curtain down on the season with a treble. Inter Milan also enjoyed glory in the semi-final, and they had to overcome an old rival in the process. Serie A legends Inter Milan and AC Milan were drawn together in the semis, making for the most interesting and dramatic Milan derby in living memory. The pundits couldn't part them, and a strong case could be made for either team winning through and booking a spot in the final. Like many others across planet football, results and form can often be ignored in Milan derbies, but Inter held their nerve and went through. Inter won the semi-final 3-1 on aggregate, but the tie was closer than the bare result suggests. The first leg ended in a 2-0 win for Inter Milan, with the goals scored by Dzeko inside 8 minutes and Mkhitaryan not long after. Both teams had chances in the second half, but the game was won early, with Inter able to hold onto their advantage through typically sound defending and game management. The second leg was tighter, with AC needing to score, but they conceded another, La Martinez slamming the ball home to get his team's third and final goal of the tie. Inter Milan came through a potentially dangerous derby against AC and is now aiming to score one more win to get their hands on the trophy. They have been written off by many respected ex-Champions League winners, TV pundits, and sportsbooks, but the Italians won't let that impact their preparations. They are in the final of the Champions League because they deserve to be and are more than good enough to challenge their English rivals. This game will be closer than the pre-match odds would have you believe. Man City are the hot favourites, but that's disrespectful to Inter Milan, who are happy enough to allow their opponents to make all the headlines. The Italians have impressed as they move through the rounds, scoring goals and keeping clean sheets. That sturdy backline is crucial to any success Inter enjoys on Saturday evening in Turkey. But they'll be tested by the full power and speed of the Man City attack. The English Premier League champions made it 3 in a row without much fuss, meaning they could afford to concentrate on this game as soon as they beat Madrid to book their place in the decider. City does leak goals, but they often score more, and that attack could make the difference on game night. If you are a registered member of 22bet, you can take advantage of the many exciting pre-game and in-play betting markets. The most popular will be the match winner betting, and you can back Man City to win at 1.44 or Inter Milan at 6.85. The draw is 4.7. Make sure to bet on Man City v Inter Milan with 22bet.